Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we are still joined here by Representative Avery Anderson. Avery also is our RACC chairman. RACC is our Republican House Campaign Committee, tasked with getting Republicans elected to the House. And Avery, you do have a giant task in front of you this November. The Democrats and the governor are coming at our vulnerable Republicans hard. I know we have a couple of races down here that are a focus tour. Do you want to talk about those races?
Yeah, Nick, that's right. I took over RHCC chairmanship about a year ago. And when I took it over, the task in front of me was hold the supermajority. If we can do that in the House and the Senate, we keep reins on our Democrat governor. And so that's the goal at this election cycle is hold the supermajority. Some races in our area, Sandy Pickard and Cindy Howerton here in the Wichita area, those are the more vulnerable seats.
Two great representatives doing great jobs fighting for their district. Both of them, I believe, in South Wichita, southeast Wichita.
Definitely. And then there's a Democrat seat in Hutchinson that's in a more conservative Republican area, and that's a seat we can definitely pick up.
So another target of the governor seems like the Johnson County area. I know that we don't really have specific races up there currently, but do you get the feeling that that's going to be the key battleground for us here in Kansas?
Johnson County will be the battleground. We're going to put a lot of our resources up there, and I know the Democrats are going to do the same.
So, if I could insert, I think the other big thing that we have to be mindful of down here is her middle of the road PACs, the United Kansas group, and just making sure that voters are being careful when they start getting mailers or seeing candidates come out of the woodwork who are quote unquote Republican, who are challenging some of our incumbents, to make sure that they're really Republicans, to make sure that they do their research, to make sure who these candidates are, because there's going to be a lot of misinformation in this campaign, don't you think, Avery?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to keep an eye out on who's actually advocating for the candidates. The governor has a few PACs out there that she'll try to make look like Republicans, but it's definitely her Democrat candidates.
So another big part of RACC is making sure our candidates are fully funded. Now, the governor's raised a lot of money, but vast majority of her money is coming from outside of Kansas. Can you talk a minute about how successful you've been as RACC chair and fundraising the last year and some odd weeks?
Yeah. So last year we broke the old RACC fundraising record, but we've got a long way to go. The governor and the Democrats get a lot of outside support from outside of Kansas, and we got to keep the pedal down and keep working hard.
Well, you're doing a fine job at it, and I look forward to helping you in any way that I can.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.